Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Linda?
Who is speaking?
Hi, Linda. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Linda, we're just giving you a call regarding your case with the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just for data protection, Linda, can you confirm your address for me, please?
You have my address there?
Yeah, exactly. Just for data protection, I just want you to confirm that address for me, please.
It's 128 Corset Street.
Perfect, thank you. And the password on your account is Rocky.
Yeah.
Perfect, Linda. Thank you very much for confirming that. So, Linda, I'm just giving you a quick call. As I said, I'm part of the investigation team here, so it's my job to kind of build a picture about yourself and build the best case that I can to present this to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have like a little bit of a 10-15 minute chat with yourself, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Actually, today I actually went into Glasgow City Council to actually access files. I had to go in the other day to ask to get my files accessed through the council.
So
I had to go in there with ID and that today. So that's just a waiting game, but they said it will be sent out in a letter. We can't give me any time limit on that though.
Okay, no, that's not a problem. We do that as well for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, once or if you do receive them records, you're more than welcome to, obviously, when we get our records back from the Glasgow as well, we can
Have you heard anything from them, though?
Not yet, because this is what... I have to do this process with you first. Once I've gathered my little bit of evidence, I can then send this over to my colleague, who then goes through the subject access requests, and he'll send off a request for your records. And so kind of the same process what you're doing.
If they give me them though, what's the point of you getting them if I'm going to get them?
Because we get them alongside any other institutions that we may need to request them from.
So we
send the request out as a whole, not like kind of like individually, as shall we say.
Linda,
so I'm just going to start off by just asking a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can.
Right.
Just for my understanding, do you currently suffer with any mental health issues or anything at the minute?
No, I do have a disease though, caused by anxiety.
What was that, Debbie?
I do have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease that's been caused by anxiety.
Anxiety, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm on medication for that.
Okay, anxiety and... It's medication forever. Okay, and so there's no depression, anxiety, PTSD, anything like that?
I do have an antidepressant tablet for depression as well.
Okay, it's also taking antidepressants. And how long would you say you've suffered with depression for?
On and off for a number of years. I've had anxiety fairly young though. And I don't know if it's been accumulation of what happened, but I've always suffered with that fight or flight really major anxiety, and that's happened since I was a teenager.
Okay. Right. And do you drink or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, I don't drink, I don't smoke, don't do anything like that.
Okay, and one question that I do have to ask you, Linda, and I am sorry that I do have to ask, it's just whether I can build the best knowledge around yourself, is have you ever tried to take your own life or self-harm at all?
No, nothing like that, no.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, and are you able to share with me your medical practice that you registered at, please?
It's Whitedale Medical Group.
What is that, sorry?
Whitedale Medical Group.
Whitedale?
Whitedale, W-I-T-E, Whitedale, V-A-L-E, Whitedale Medical Group. and that's in Whitevale Street, Denison.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Is it coming up?
Yeah, that's in Denison.
Denison, yeah, Whitevale Street, yeah.
Okay, yeah, got that one. Okay, and how long have you been registered there for, Linda?
God, I don't know, a long time, number of years.
Oh, perfect. So it's at least, you know, I'd say at least 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And going to your care settings, we've got Beechwood Children's Home, Tallcross.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a little look.
I don't think it's even there anymore.
I'll have a look. Sometimes the little tool that we use, it'll give me information on if it's closed down, when it's closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Beechwood Assessment Centre?
Yeah, that's exactly where it is, yeah.
Okay.
Tallcross Road. I don't know the exact address, I just know it was Tallcross.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I've got it here as... Come on. Yeah, 451 Tallcross Road.
Yeah, Tallcross Road, that's right.
Okay. Okay, and then was this your only care setting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and how long was you there for?
I've got no idea. It's my mind just won't access the memory at all. That's, I've no idea. That's why I went into the council to access my records so I can actually see it in black and white about what happened.
Yeah.
I just know that I was in distress and I've suffered the anxiety. I was really, really young. I think it's just an accumulation of that. You know, you just want to see it in black and white to actually access the social work file.
Yeah. Okay. So when we do request for your records from your medical practice, and obviously I know you're getting your own your own care sentence from Glasgow City Council, but when we receive our records from our end, would you like us to share them with yourself and cross-reference anything? Maybe we get more detail.
That would be great, yeah.
Of course,
that would be fine, thank you.
Of course. Records.
Well, I might get access to them before you do.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay. All right, so Linda, I'm going to be your case handler moving forward.
Yep.
This journey that, you know, you and I are going to embark on, it is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month process.
Yep.
In that time, I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks.
Yep.
In regards to how the case is progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going to happen with the case is it's going to get put forward to an independent panel in the Scottish Government. What that is all done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So you or I don't have to attend anything. All I'll be informing you later down the line is when your panel date will be and what the conclusion of the case is.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to take one step back, Linda, and just go through the funding options with yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, I know my colleague, when you first had the call around about 2 weeks ago, my colleague James might have gone through these options with yourself, so I do apologise if it is.
I can't remember, to be fair.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, I'll go through the options again with yourself, and then I'll ask you at the once I've finished, if you know formally, if you'd like to continue using ourselves, and then obviously once I've done that, you'll be on your way to have a nice wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Actually, you just contacted me as well. Because I had access to records as well, so they've written in information as well.
Oh, okay, that's not a problem at all.
That's all right, just to let you know that.
Yeah, no, of course. Thank you very
much.
Is
that all right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Is the are we the only law firm that you've been in
contact with? Yeah, you're the only one I've contacted. Obviously, because it was only a site and stuff, and I thought I'll just pop a wee email over and just, as a brief description, but as I was kind of want some information on.
Yeah, I understand that. That's not a problem. Okay. Yeah, so I'm just going to go through these options with yourself, Linda. And
yeah.
Then, as I said, once this is for my compliance team, so once I've done this, you'll be good to go.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so Linda, when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do have three options. And
right.
Then, option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm representing you.
Yep.
And what that means is that you just be gathering your own case and presenting your own evidence to the Scottish Government.
Right.
Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or a lawyer who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where they are paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government to deal with your case.
Yep.
Now, for legal reasons, I can't exactly disclose how or what they do with your case, as I don't want to be giving out any misinformation.
Well, that's fine.
But what I can tell you with option three is being a private independent law firm like ourselves, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Yeah.
So what that means is obviously... if for whatever reason the case doesn't go our way, then we won't come in and chase you for any fees and put you under any financial stress or anything like that. We are covered ourselves. We do like to first and foremost get an official apology from the Scottish Government, and then also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter the amount of compensation that you get. Our fees are 16% plus VAT, which is a total of 19.2%, so it's less than 20%, and that's capped. So it doesn't matter.
That's
doesn't matter the amount.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter the amount of what you get. We'll never come chasing for more or want more or whatever. We just want to be paid for what we've done for you.
That's understandable, to gather some information, because I'm at a loss. It's just that part of my life is I can't access that at all in my memory. This is the whole reason why I would like to see it in black and white. I want, I want my own record so that I can read it.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I understand that.
Uh-huh.
All right, Linda. So with them three options, are you happy for us as your law
firm? Yeah, it's absolutely fine. Yeah.
Perfect. Not a problem. I'm just going to check. Okay, so you had a cooling off period that James put on your case file 2 days ago. It ran out 2 days ago. What that just meant is obviously between the phone call between James and myself now, you had 2 weeks just to possibly go elsewhere, go for another law firm, rip up our agreements. Because it's over that cooling off period now, we can get started on your case.
Yeah, I haven't bothered. You're the only person I spoke to.
Yeah, no, perfect. So I've just removed that cooling off period anyway, so there's nothing on there now. And we'll get started on your case first thing tomorrow morning. So before I let you go, Linda, is there anything else, any questions that you have for me at all?
No, just it was just I found out about that, and then I thought I need to access. See, because you're not sure, I can't access that part of my brain, just won't let me access what happened there. So understandably, I would like to see it from my own, just read it from myself. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I've asked you for my record, so that I can actually see that part of my life in black and white. But I have the full medical, Whitefield Medical Group address, if you would like that, so that you know exactly who, and I've got the phone number here, if that's any help to you.
No, obviously, I appreciate you wanting to help me out in that way, but don't worry, Linda, that's my job to put all that on the file. I've got all them details already, so... as soon as I jump off this phone call, I'm going to send it over to my other colleague who, as I said, he does the subject access requests, and he'll be requesting these records as soon as possible. So obviously, once we do receive these records, we'll be back in touch with you straight away. But throughout this process, as I said, it is a long process, so I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks with how the case is progressing and whatnot. Okay.
Mhm, that's absolutely fine. Can you send me a letter out as well? Confirming that, is that all right?
What would you like on the letter, sorry?
Well, you just send me a letter confirming your details and, your practice and stuff so that I have it for my own record.
Yeah, obviously, if you may, we'll be more than happy to send you off a letter with the confirmation of what we're doing.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll get that written up to you first thing tomorrow morning.
Do you have my address, yeah?
Yep. You confirmed it at the start for me, but it's 128 Corshock Street.
Yep.
Yep, not a problem.
CK132D.
Yeah, got that. Yeah, not a problem, Linda.
Thanks very much for your call.
No problem. As I said, save my number. My name's Aaron, and I'm going to be your case handler. Aaron, sorry.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah. It's the accent. But yeah, I'll...
it's the accent. It's a nice accent.
I'm a Scouser, unfortunately.
No, it's Liverpool. I know it's saying Liverpool, right? Good, nice.
Yeah, no, well, there you go. You've got me for the next possible 12 months now.
Right, thanks.
So, yeah, I'll get you a letter written up first thing of the procedure of how we're going to be handling your case.
Yeah.
So you've got that in black and white, and then we'll get that sent off as soon as possible for you.
Right, Aaron, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
Not a problem, Linda. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye. See you soon. Bye now.